Cochrane, the town of Cochrane is making changes to its senior management structure. It has eliminated several vacant director positions and created a new role, General Manager, Deputy Sal. The position has been filled by Black River Matheson's former Sal. Cochrane's Sal Monica Malherb told Timmons today the decision to restructure the senior management roles stems from an organizational review aimed at improving collaboration and communication across departments. Basically, we've gone through an organizational review, she said. The town has replaced a four-director structure with a general manager, deputy SAO role that divides municipal service responsibilities between the deputy SAO and the SAO. In essence, basically, it's just a senior management restructuring, Malherb said. Malherb explained that many of the director positions were already vacant before the changes. So, this doesn't impact any directors, she said. See, Cochrane on the hunt to fill three senior staff positions. Related. Two ousted senior staffers suing Matheson for over $1.8 million. Mayor Peter Politis said in a release on Thursday, January 23, that the reorganization is also aimed at addressing upcoming retirements. In November, Cochrane contracted Probity Municipal Consulting for two roles, one being the General Manager of Community Services and Deputy SAO. Matheson's former SAO Chris Ray took on the role. He's still performing those services, and there's no anticipated change in that, Malherb said. Probity Municipal Consulting is owned by Ray. Last year, Ray and Matheson's former clerk treasurer Cassandra Child filed a joint lawsuit against the township of Black River Matheson alleging harassment, violations of employment rights, and bad faith conduct. They are seeking more than $1.8 million for lost wages, benefits and mental distress. See, Cochrane hires ex-Matheson staffers amid $1.8 million lawsuit. The new role of general manager, Deputy SAO, will oversee several departments, including infrastructure, parks and recreation, planning and building services, information technology, and bylaw enforcement. The position will also serve as a backup for the SAO to ensure continuity and leadership. As SAO, Malherb will continue to oversee other key departments, including administration and finance, human resources, economic development, protective and emergency management services, childcare, and the polar bear habitat. While there might be a small savings to the town, Malherb said cost-cutting wasn't the focus of the changes. It's not significant with regards to the change in the senior management leadership, by eliminating the director positions, she said. Underneath the general manager, Deputy SAO, there needs to be additional support positions, so we have another manager of infrastructure that we still need to hire and a supervisor. So there really is no net reduction in the management. It's more about, I guess, just the structure in terms of who's reporting to who. Malherb foresees several benefits from this structural change. I mean, it's hard to list them all, but basically trying to have the elimination of perceived silos. Better collaboration amongst the different service departments by having just two senior leaders overseeing those departments, as opposed to five. You'll have better communication. Everybody will be in the know about what's going on and working together, she said. Malherb added that the town is hopeful the changes will bring positive outcomes. We hope. That's the thought process. We'll see how it rolls out, she said.